Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball.
Spiegel's turn. He has the con, and he is going to be taking you up to 2 o'clock.
Con? The conch?
The con.
The con.
Submarine term.
Yeah.
Gotcha. The conch is Lord of the Flies, right?
It's a shell,
the
right?
Conch the is the conch. Shell.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Whoever had the shell
right.
got the opportunity to talk.
I believe that's also how the news team is assembled by one Ron Burgundy, right?
the conch?
When he blows into the shell. I believe it's C-O-N-N to have the conch is to have, okay. have command of the submarine.
The conch, the last time I referenced Lord of the Flies was, do you guys remember A Night at Wrigley when the lights went out? It's like 6 years ago, maybe 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah, all right.
I was there. It was chaos. It was horrifying. People started eating each other.
Yeah,
it happened. I remember that. I think it was Giovanni Soto who started eating somebody, if memory serves. And Carlos Zambrano killed a guy at one point. Finally, Derek Lee got the conch and everything was fine.
Yeah. All right.
When I was in Mexico, we were in...
long time. It's got to be more than 8 years ago.
I was going to say, those names sound a little wild.
We're in Playa del Carmen and I was snorkeling and I was just screwing around. I went down to the bottom to see what I could find and moving some things around. And I grabbed the horn of a shell and it was a live conch. Like the whole big gorgeous thing, but it's in there. The snail was actually in there.
Some crazy stuff.
And they're delicious.
Whose idea was this stuff?
But they're so
nature. Like with the things, like, you know, I'm gonna live in this shell over here.
It's cool.
Yeah, so it's cool. I like it.
There's a nicer shell over here. Nope, I want the spirally one that's hard to get into.
I take it out. I leave the water and I take it and I go over to the little snack bar there where they're making the fruity drinks and all stuff. And I'm wondering, like, can you make a ceviche out of this? Can you cut it up for me and do a nice fresh?
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
No, I just thought it'd be awesome because it's
as fresh as could possibly be.
And the guy looks at me and he says, "No," and it's illegal to take them out of the water without a very specific license. If I were you, I would go put that back right now.
See, and now here's the other end of the spectrum.
Make a ceviche.
I'm walking through the Marianos.
I just wanted a ceviche.
Sir, this is the jail that you came to for taking that out of the water.
You're in ceviche
prison.
Please
stop asking.
And he turned to his buddy and said, "Hey, this jackass Bernstein wants to make a ceviche." He knew exactly who you were. The other end of the spectrum, I'm walking through Marianos yesterday. And there, I'd never seen this before, but just in the frozen food section.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me guess, because Jason Goff used to tell this story, Bismarcky.
No, he was not there.
Because he kept running it. Was it once or twice that, like, every time he was there buying
in the
sherbet?
Frozen good
yes,
section.
Bismarcky
the frozen,
was there.
No. In the frozen food section, they're not like over by the seafood or anything.
Okay.
But just in the frozen food section.
Yeah.
Full lobster. A box, I had never seen the packaging before, a long, thin box, an entire frozen lobster, mass-produced, stacks and stacks of them, next to the shrimp, like next to the frozen shrimp.
Really?
And the, yeah. So
how
like,
much?
I did not check how much. I was too weirded out by whatever process gave them these perfectly manicured frozen lobsters of all the exact same size.
Was it a cooked. Whole lobster?
Cooked.
Oh, cooked.
So bright red. Cooked.
I don't know. I assume it was cooked because it was in the box. I didn't see it. It was like it's mass produced. I don't know what company's making it.
He's lobster king here.
To know.
So he
knows
all about lobsters.
I know how to do this whole thing.
You know where the best lobster roll in the city is?
I've never seen that before. Well, I like Luke's up here.
Right? No, Luke's is great.
I
love Luke's.
I like that one.
But the best lobster roll in the city, Acadia. On Wabash between 16th and 18th.
I don't know it. Thank you, sir.
Super expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a lobster roll supposed to
go
be
to the
about
bar.
$95.
No, like the meal is like, I went once. It was like 200, 300 bucks a person. Something ridiculous. It's a two-star Michelin place. But
that whole thing.
But they have the bar. You can order from the menu. You can order a lobster roll at the bar. Either the Maine style or the Connecticut style, which is just butter. Would you please take a big pile of lobster, put it in one of your toasted buttered rolls and then coat it with more butter.
Oh, so there's no aioli at all?
None. Straight up butter.
I would not have known that.
I prefer lobster tube.
that's your spot?
It's like
that's my favorite spot for all things lobster.
And you've broken transition. Well done.
That was his intent.
He's good at it. I heard you call Tony Gill, my guy Tony Gill, because I'm in for Lawrence Holmes, and that means I get to call him Tony Gill, because also that's his name. Mm-hmm. I heard you call him Anthony Gill yesterday.
I was really confused.
What is that about?
He was introduced to me many years ago as Anthony.
Really? Many years ago.
Yeah, I thought it was your way of trying to take like proprietary ownership over.
No, it sounds good. It's the full name. Like if he made it to the NBA, you know, if he had
Anthony Gill,
right? I think that sounds like if you're sort of one of these like energetic scoring off the bench points, like a you know sixth man. That's probably what he would have been. You know, if
I almost made it to the NBA.
You did?
Yeah. Fun fact. Yeah, Anthony Gill out of Virginia. Almost drafted.
Oh, nearly got it. Oh, nice.
Right, cool. Yeah, you could actually.
That would have been cool. I don't think there's ever been a Matt Spiegel who got almost drafted in any sport.
Like that time Daniel Jacob Bernstein almost made the NFL, right?
That didn't happen.
I've got everybody beat on that one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Although his post-playing career didn't exactly work out the way
Rick
you want.
Rick Gorman better not throw me any more 0-2 curveballs.
No, it's good.
And you won because he's dead.
And we have a new intern today I'm looking forward to working with. His name is Rod Beck.
Really looking forward to working with him.
No, Connor McKnight, you could be like a golfer, right? You could be a Scottish golfer.
So James McKnight, I think he's a running back out of USC, got drafted the same year that I would have been drafted into the NFL when I came out of college. I declared for all four drafts on my way out of school.
Joe McKnight.
From USC. James Connor and Joe McKnight.
Of course, that's Joe McKnight. USC and then a Hard Knocks casualty with the Jets.
Yeah, but I think your name is much more of like welterweight champion.
Connor McKnight. Night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah, that's nasty.
If only I could sober up, I'd really have a chance at the belt, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but got like the big Irish cross tattooed on his chest, like Johnny Tapia.
The green flowing robes.
That's also the name of his punch.
Just a tremendous swag as he's walking around.
Sure. A lot of angles, a lot of reach, a lot of length.
Even though he's speaking English, you can't understand a single word he says.
Damn word.
Nor do you want to.
But you're pretty sure you have to bleep most of it when you get in for the show the next day. That sounds right.
So it's interesting. Tony asked me a question before. He's like, because this is people are talking about it in these terms. Was shutting down Steven Strasburg worth it in 2012 to end up with these multiple years? But I had to. Here's the thing. It was worth it, and I'll tell you why. Just remember when they shut him down and Scott Boras forced Mike Rizzo to go into a postseason without his ace.
Yes.
Which is insane.
Ludicrous.
That was the level of control over the situation that Scott Boras had. And then, 1 year before he became a free agent, he signed a 7-year extension with the Washington Nationals at $175 million. It was a discount for how good he was at the time. Barely a discount, maybe, but it was a discount. They bought out his final year of arbitration. As it was February, they were planning their arb, and they said, no, let's extend. So Scott Boras didn't push his guy to free agency. That's one of the only guys. Him and Elvis Andrus are like two of the only guys who Boras never did it with. And I am forever convinced that that's your payback right there. You shut my guy down.
It's an easy conclusion to draw.
Right. You shut my guy down to help protect him because this is what the doctors say. And 4 years later, when it's time for us to, 5 years later, we'll be nice. We'll be nice. So now, does he do it again? Does he opt out here? Does he opt out and then re-sign with the Nationals right away? Like how the relationship is really good.
We were talking with Joe Sheehan about that, and it does sound like that. I would bet on the opt out, re-sign with the Nationals.
Wouldn't that make sense?
It would. It really would.
You know what's funny though is we're still basing this in the voodoo science that we have no idea. When you say doctors suggested that, we now know from what's going on with these driveline guys and just a completely upside down view of pitching. It may have had nothing to do with anything.
And we kind of knew it then. I remember arguing that then, that like you have no idea how you can predict it. No, that's absolutely true. But it's Boris's bidding. It doesn't matter whether it's true or not.
It matters who did what and why.
It doesn't matter. Well, Boris wanted it that way and Rizzo agreed.
Yeah, no, the only thing he knew is that he can't get hurt if he's not pitching.
Right.
That's what he knew.
And that's and that part's true.
Right.
So it's pretty amazing. Do you know what the terms are, by the way, in his last 4 years? And
I was just looking at
it. It's so weird.
Yeah, they seemed crazy. There was deferred money involved,
yes.
too, and some of that is to catch up for the tax that they've got to pay on Scherzer's money,
correct.
I think.
Because the learners are wacky, man, and what they do in Washington.
That's a kind way.
Next year, he makes $25 million. Then there's two seasons of $15 million. A piece. It drops down to 15, and then the final year is $45 million.
It's the poison pill. It's the Omer Asik poison pill.
The balloon payment,
yes.
at the end. So they may have talked about this. All right, you know what? When it comes time, if everything's going well, you can opt out and we'll restructure. Because they don't want $45 million on the books for that final year.
No
way they want that. They'll still spread it out again. So I'm convinced they're all in cahoots. Boris and Rizzo.
I like watching Steven Strasburg in the sort of full iteration of major league pitcher, the number of outs he's getting with off speed stuff.
Awesome.
And for everything to be said for fastball power curve.
Amen.
And for him to really have figured out some of this to the, you know, the next level stuff from an all time great arm. It's pretty cool.
That is cool. It's real pitching and it's the threat of 97, the constant threat of 97, 98 that you have to be ready for. It just screws up your timing for everything else. They're so good.
How about the fact he doesn't like to be hugged? Did you read about
same.
That?
I saw it on the cut sheet. I'm not much of a hugger.
Well, I get it.
Yeah, Deadspin kind of looked at it, and they sort of went back and looked at the number of reluctant hugs that he's had. He's not a physically affectionate guy when it comes to his teammates. And he has teammates who are like that.
Oh,
so
sure.
You got to troll him now. Like, now they've got to go out of their way to hold it a beat too long.
Right,
you
right.
know, nibble at his earlobe a little bit.
Not when he's pitching. Not when he's pitching. Yeah, right. Give that man whatever the hell makes him comfortable when he is pitching. And then we get another one tonight. We get Garrett Cole against the Yankees. Looking forward to talking to Joe Buck later. He's in the midst of his annual MLB playoffs and NFL doubleheader season. It's
right.
that weird thing. Last year he did baseball on Tuesday, Wednesday, NFL on Thursday, baseball on Friday, Saturday, and I believe NFL on Sunday last year. This year, they're going to give him game 5 of Yankees Astros off. For the first time, Joe Davis, the kid who will one day replace us all, is...
I called that years ago.
Did you really?
Years ago, I said, this is your next Jim Nantz.
Oh, yeah, man.
He just had it. You can
tell.
Yeah.
And he's still, I think he's 23 years old. He's the embodiment of everything I hate, pretty much, which is the incredibly young, really comfortable, very, very handsome, just entirely too capable broadcast.
Don't forget nice. That's the problem.
Andy's a nice
right,
guy.
That's ridiculous.
Right, you always presume that somebody like that has to be an a-hole, and you realize, oh, they're really nice, too. Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, Joe Buck himself has remained incredibly normal.
He tries to. He works to remain normal.
Yeah.
I've you know, we're kind of friendly now, and he sends me pictures of his kids and stuff. It's crazy. And then I sent him a picture of me with Ruben, and he's like, "Nice hair, a-hole." Like, he's jealous of my hair.
We know that. We know his. Yeah. He's been very upfront about that.
Correct, because he doesn't have any hair. Doesn't have enough hair. And then he got plugs, which gave him voice problems, which he completely copped to and wrote about in embarrassing fashion.
Do you watch Brock Meyer, the Hank Azaria television show?
I watch. You know, sadly, I didn't watch this last season, and I feel shame.
You know, it got a little off the rails and then back on the rails and whatnot. But the Joe Buck spots in Brock Meyer have been really good, and he's been really good in them at the same time.
I'm telling Ruben, by the way, about what you did before the show.
What did I do?
You did what like a toddler does. You have all this time before the show, and then we're about to go on the air, and you're like, oh, I got to use a bathroom. It's like, it's every kid getting in the car. It's like, well, what were you doing this whole time?
Hey, man, when you get over 45, the urgency, it gets real.
Every good action movie has a ticking clock, man.
It stops at 007.
And I know we got guys out there who understand. Not only does the urgency get real, but the flow can get slow. So, like, you're standing there, and it doesn't make any damn sense. Like, I really have to go, and why is it going taking so slow? Why is it going so slow?
It's just that you have all the time in the world. You have to start planning these things out, you know, making sure that it's scheduled. You set a reminder on your phone.
I should put it on my activity scheduling.
Yes.
Like, must go potty.
Before radio show.
11:45.
But no, kudos to you, though. You had 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and you were there. You're back. I don't think you went, but...
You went somewhere.
No, I went. I didn't go all the way to the bathroom. I mean,
did you wash your hands?
Just got to pull up wherever you can.
No, excuse me, may I go to the bathroom first?
Of course
Mac
you
Rob
may.
Steen over here.
Well, when you hit 60-something, that's a different story.
All right, somebody do the legal ID, for God's sakes.
That's your job.
I know. Where is it? Oh, there it is. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Men, have a wonderful day. Nice to talk to you.
That is
Bernstein and McKnight. They are out the door.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.